This is an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is a community organisation and relies on volunteer and listener support. To learn more about what we do, visit rtrfm.com.au.
Hey, Kaya, everyone. It's producer Danny here. I haven't been here in a little while because it's been the girls, but just jumping in to say that this is the wonderful part two of Charlene and IJ's conversation about nothing and everything in this part two. We're chatting all things music and the ongoing Kendrick Lamar and Drake saga. I hope you enjoy.
This podcast is like our baby, mm-hmm. our sister, your sister, hopefully.
Ooh, I feel like I'm falling in love with you every day. I feel like...
Chill out.
I'm telling you, Mob, when I first met IJ, like, we talked hours.
Kaya, and welcome to the Sovereign Podcast, a show made by sister girls for sister girls, as well as any other mob and beautiful people who may relate. We come to you from Borloo as two First Nations women from the outer regions of WA, with so many stories of home and navigating our lives here in the city.
Central to our show is our black lens and perspective, which comes from our lived experience as black girls in today's society. On the Sovereign Podcast, we will talk about topics that stretch from First Nations affairs to beauty and fashion, navigating university, relationships, life in your 20s, and everything else in between.
We hope that through this podcast, you learn, laugh, and feel the love, comfort, and sisterhood we are bringing to you with every episode. So stay tuned.
Oh, we usually do recommendations.
Oh my god, do I have any?
Oh, I have a random one.
I have not written any recommendations down.
My one that I've started doing, throwing back to 2016, I used to do this all the time, listening to albums all the way through in their order.
Like from the start to the finish. I agree with you.
Because I went on a road trip maybe 3 weeks ago, and so we listened to albums all the way through.
Yeah.
It's so much better because the artist sat there and chose what order the songs are going to be in. Sometimes they bleed into each other.
Mm.
It's so good. I love it.
I think it's more, I've been doing it, it's more cohesive than listening to it shuffle.
Is.
Like,
or just listening to one song that
I
you
know.
Like. Listen to the whole album and you probably find some more that don't become that famous
enjoy. That's me with one album I will always listen to from start to finish, just before you continue your recommendation, is Lemonade by Beyonce.
That left my brain for a while. That's a good one.
It's a good one. Which one have you listened to from start to finish? Is it Frank Ocean?
There's a couple.
No.
But it's the second Aminé album. Is it called Reel It In? The album?
I don't know,
but it's that one that all those songs are
is
on.
Is it the one where he's
not the yellow one, the one where he's sitting in the car.
Is it 1.5? 1.5,
duh.
1.5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I know
bangers.
Every single song on that album. I love the album. It came out when I was in high school, and I remember sticking my head in my locker and listening to like snippets of each song the day it came out, because I loved Aminé. Mm. Yeah, it would be that. Or have you heard Blue Neighborhoods by Troye Sivan?
No, I haven't. Am I missing
2016.
Out? That was 2016 core. See, 2016 had bangers.
2016 Heartbreak, masterpiece. 2016 White Techno Heartbreak, masterpiece.
Is it white techno?
I wouldn't say techno, but like poppy,
sad.
Indie? Depressy pop.
Indie vibes? Pop. It's pop.
No, depressed pop.
Oh, that's a new genre.
Heartbroken, sad, slow.
Who's it by again?
Troye Sivan.
Oh, wait. Perth. Oh, we brought him up.
Perth.
He lived in Mirrabooka. Sorry.
The ghetto.
He lived in the ghetto, guys.
On that album, there's a song called Suburbia. It's about Perth. Pretty good.
Oh, my God. Nice. It's about Mirrabooka.
Must be.
Or was it Dinella? I swear he lived in the ghetto.
I think it was Dinella.
He lived in... Oh, no. Yeah, Dinella. I swear someone told me he lived
in
Mirrabooka.
Isn't there somewhere, like, a mural of him around here?
I don't know.
He's on the side of a building? I swear to God.
Well, he better remember
come
his roots.
Perth. He's on a tour with Charlie XCX at the moment.
Oh, Queen, I love her.
I know, I saw her last year.
So what's that album like? Is it just like heartbreak? It's like 2016 summer.
Yeah, I feel like you're like me. I love sad music. Do you like sad music?
I freaking love sad
music. Yeah, I have... Do you know that my sad playlist is 18 hours long?
Oh, Suze, are you...
No,
okay.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
18 hours.
I'm fine, but like I love sad music.
That's why I love the Twilight New Moon soundtrack. Sorry not to plug it, but like the New Moon soundtrack's Sad Girl Kill.
Stop. What's that song called? Is it Roslyn?
Oh, Roslyn.
Roslyn.
Yeah. Mm. Well, iconic.
I don't know what he's saying, but
Sam and Like, I don't know what he says, but
it's sad. Oh, Lana Del Rey has a lot of sad songs.
Oh, I love Lana.
Lord, I love sad music.
Oh, yeah, that you're right. Listening to an album in order, Melodrama.
That's on my list. Yeah. It's literally Choice of Anamina and Lord.
Oh, bless.
Lord Melodrama from start to finish.
Melodrama, Melodrama is like a Greek play from start to finish.
It's very dramatic.
Like. It's very dramatic. Like, she uses a lot of Greek references. Beautiful. My favorite. What's your favorite song from Melodrama?
Hard Feelings, Loveless.
Oh, because that's two songs in one. You know the middle part of the instrumental? Oh, my God. Jack Antonoff, you king, you legend. Lord, you beautiful masterpiece of a human. That middle part is of the screeching. It's like
and it sounds like a door, kind of like, it's like an electronic.
It's meant to, exactly. It's resembling a heart breaking. So when,
oh my
in that
God,
last,
I didn't know that.
So in that last verse, she says, 3 years since I've, you know, that's her coming to realization. It's over.
Oh my God, I didn't know that's what that sound
Cause she says,
was.
She talks about the summer heartbreak in the song. That album's a masterpiece.
It really is. And like, I know a lot of people get like, iffy about Lord, like, you know, people that listen to more maybe R&B music or whatever.
Yeah,
fair
me.
Enough. Yeah, you know, but I feel like if you get it, you get it. Like,
yeah,
the lyrics are there. The music
awesome.
Is there. Like, oh, love her.
She's awesome. No, that's such a good recommendation.
But, do you know about the Rider in the Dark meme?
Is it the script? Is it the random shh? The random shh.
I am on the nervous chat. I love you.
Look, in my defense, that song should.
It's a good song.
It's a good song.
It's a really good song. I'm sad that became a meme because it made it cringe. She made her own song cringe.
She really ruined it for herself. But remember that video resurfaced after like years,
though.
Oh, my
God.
That's crazy.
I love just like references like that. When someone can do references like that, like, I'm friends with them. Like, I had to do a sausage sizzle at uni yesterday.
Really?
Do you know the video of that girl? And she's like, we just put little weenies on the boys' basketball court because they got no glizzy. No.
Sis, you can't. See, the thing is, when people make those references to me, you love people who do that.
I also love
people who do that, but I don't. I can't be I know what you're talking about.
I know so many. It's so bad.
Oh, my God. You've been on TikTok sounds.
That one's like. No,
that's
just
so
like
Gen Z.
Old low quality memes. Like old low quality videos.
Like
Vines and like Instagram reels. Like those ones. Oh my
God. I love them as well. I love Vines. I was on Vine. Like, Free Shavakadu.
Yeah, true. Free Shavakadu. Hurricane Katrina.
Hurricane
More
Katrina.
More like Hurricane Tortilla.
Yeah. So I love
dumb,
those
style. Like, yeah.
They're funny. That's a good recommendation. Is that like your song? Your music? No.
My recommendation. Like, just listen to the albums
really,
the whole way through.
I love that for you.
Yeah, like, this is so basic. We're naming basic people. Like, listen
no, just
to,
do it. Just recommend us some albums we can listen to from.
Oh, well, I just said Blue Neighborhood's Choice of Anne, 1.5 Amine, which also has, do you know who Ricky Thompson is? Obviously.
Yes.
Yeah.
The select icon.
He does voiceovers on every song.
He's awesome.
And like, if you play it in consecutive order, he like talks through each of them.
Yeah, that's a slay.
Ratchet Satin Girl is my favorite song on that album. Lord Melodrama.
Of course.
I listened to, very basic of me, but
That's
I just did it because I was cleaning my room.
That's cute.
I listened to Sabrina Carpenter's new album from start to finish. Pretty normal music, but I just think that this is what prompted me to think this, remember this. Music is curated to play after the other. Like the songs. It just reminded me.
That's
like,
what
why
they
are we not
to.
Listening to full albums anymore?
Like, I agree. Like, can we just normalize listening to like albums from start to finish? It's a story.
It is, yeah.
And artists put their soul into stuff like this. Let's do it.
She wrote a song about her dad cheating on her mom. I was like,
Sabrina?
Mm.
That's crazy.
I was like, y'all putting out your.
And she's like known for being a pop
dirty
girl.
Dirty laundry. Ew. Stinking dirty laundry
she
on
really,
this album.
She really put it all out
I
there.
I would too.
And we associate her with like pop girl, like espresso, whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
My recommendation for the week. Look, I don't know if anyone's, this is more of a pop culture thing. Your head is wrapped around the whole Kendrick and Drake beef, right?
Unfortunately.
Well, it's been circulating. And I have been in a deep dive. Look.
Are you struggling? Because you seem like a fan of both. I hate to call you out on that, but I feel like you are.
No. Yeah, I was struggling for a bit, but I have to go with Team Kendrick.
Yeah, duh.
Look, the only reason being, like, my recommendation will make sense after, let's just give my recommendation first. So I read this amazing article that I think everyone should read. I'm trying to find it. Oh my God, I did not. Look, I'm not gonna scroll through the internet looking for it. It was quite a deep dive. But it was such an immersive article on the Tupac and Biggie beef from the 90s. And because it relates back to, like, I just ended up on a deep dive. I do this hyperfixate on one thing and then lead to another, blah, blah, blah. So I was reading about the Tupac and Biggie beef. And I was like, damn, the 90s beef have nothing on what's going on right now. They were shooting each other. They were they were sleeping with each other's women. Like, they were really, like...
Like, this is really just, like, war of words.
I know.
Like a Cold War.
So my recommendation is to, like, if you're interested in R&B, like, this is, like, hot at the end of the spectrum from pop. But if you're interested in R&B, read about, like, gang affiliations. Mm. Read about West Coast, East Coast rap beef. Read about Biggie and Tupac, because that stuff, like, had me hooked. I mean, I love Tupac Shakur. He is... Oh.
It's like Kendall Jenner. What's your spirit animal?
Tupac Shakur. I know, when she's walking, she was walking upstairs.
The, like,
the Vogue 78 questions.
Thing,
yeah, the Vogue questions. But yeah, no, I think that in this generation especially, culture and music are so intertwined. Mm. And realizing the context of culture, like the context of a situation sometimes, it's crazy. So, I mean, this whole Kendrick and Drake beef is like insane in itself. I mean, we had an artist, well, context for people who don't know, we had Kendrick Lamar recently. Well, he has not released an album in so long.
In a bit, yeah.
He releases a verse.
He
came up from the grave, not even featured on Metro Boomin and Future's song. Like, it wasn't written down featuring Kendrick Lamar. Wow. Just came out of nowhere, dissed Drake, told J. Cole and Drake, I'm stuff the big three. It's just big me, guys. Also on that note as well, To Pimp a Butterfly, listen to that album from start to finish, as IJ was recommending everyone. Like, if you want to listen to albums from start to finish, To Pimp a Butterfly is up there because it's also a story. And he's, I think Kendrick personally, if there was songs I would listen to, like Drake's good for like pop vibes and like, or you're on a drive, like listen to Drake. Or he's really like, he speaks to the masses. Right? Like, yeah. He's like Kmart. Like,
one size fits all, kind of
exactly.
Like cheap.
You can apply his music
you'll
to anything.
Like it. It's boppy.
It's very boppy. It's like really seasonal stuff. Like, it's pretty
some
fun.
Some of the lyrics, come on now. It's a stretch.
It is.
What
I
is
agree.
That thing? Said she a lesbian girl, me too.
Mm.
What do you mean by that?
For real, bruh. BBL Drizzy, you know? Like, he's very, yeah, you're right. I agree with you. He's very mainstream. Kendrick Lamar tells stories. He's from Compton. And I want people to know, like, in this beef, right, Kendrick doesn't hate Drake. He just hates everything Drake is.
What surrounds him. The kind of, like, quote-unquote culture that
the
surrounds
culture
Drake. Like,
because he's
wearing,
not,
like, bloody, like, what are those things? Bulletproof vests and shit on stage.
Yeah,
and, like,
he's a joke.
Like, you're tough. And it's like...
Exactly, because Kendrick comes from, this is where my deep dive started, he comes from Compton, the city of rap, the city of gangs, the city of everything. He came up from nowhere, he came from the ghetto. Like, I'm pretty sure he shot someone, for all I know. And he does talk about it a lot, you know, in his albums. He talks about real life issues, and he wanted to come into the hip-hop culture, R&B culture, to talk about hip-hop, to, like, to reignite what Tupac and Biggie started. Well, I mean, Snoop Dogg said to him when he first came up, he was like, Kendrick's like, reincarnation of Tupac Shakur. Not that's a stretch, okay, but like,
yeah,
you know what I mean.
But there's like an emphasis on lyricism and storytelling, and
he has that.
It's not always like your typical, well, compared to Drake, it's not as on beat,
exactly,
boppy, musicy, but it's definitely more meaningful.
It's meaningful. It's very, it's very, very cohesive as well in terms of his thinking and what he stands for. I think he's awesome, but. Yeah, he just hates everything Drake stands for. Drake is just really washed up, and he's from Canada, for God's sake. Like, he grew up on free healthcare.
Drake from Canada.
Drake from Canada, like, literally.
And his fans are, like...
The biggest glazers, eh?
Glazers, and also just, like, little white boys.
Literally. Someone said to me, someone said to me, but then I also saw on TikTok, that people who listen to Drake don't know how to read, and people who listen to Kendrick which is fair enough, are like the type of people to take a book in public.
Oh, yeah, no, all the Kendrick fans I know would.
Exactly.
And off just separate, a good, I don't want to say intersection, but kind of like Kendrick, but a little bit more poppy. And a relative of Kendrick who's so good is Baby Keem.
Baby Keem.
I love Baby Keem.
He is awesome.
Kendrick's music isn't something I gravitate towards, but I love Baby Keem.
Baby Keem's awesome. They're icons. They're both icons, but Baby Keem, oh my God. But like, again, I think this whole rap beef is just like, it's really like sparked up what hip hop's about. Hence why, like, reading about that Tupac and Biggie stuff, I was like, damn, Tupac got shot. Damn, they wrote like disses about each other. They were subliminally dissing each other. Again, it did lead to really tragic events.
Yeah.
But it's just, this is what hip hop's been about. It's been about disses. It's cultural.
Yeah.
It's not something to like, it's not that deep. Some people think it's deep. And I'm like, it could be, but just dissing each other in songs is just part of the game. It's part of the culture. It's like wordplay.
That's true. But what I do appreciate a little bit about the beef is that I think lots of people who kind of just are really passive towards music have actually started listening to lyrics, watching videos on like what it means to say X, Y, and Z, or the context behind a certain line, or you know, like samples, where they come from, all different kinds of things. I think that's good. It's like that's music appreciation.
It is. And like that's exactly what it is, music appreciation. Tumblr, known for being a predominantly white space. People listen to indie pop, Lana Del Rey, Halsey or whatever. Kendrick Lamar was trending on Tumblr.
Wow.
A lot of people have immersed themselves in this beef or diss. I mean, beef seems like the topic of today's episode. But
yeah, we should call it something to beef. Do with beef.
The beef.
From Melbourne to the USA.
From Melbourne to the USA. We have beef, guys. But no, like, I think it's really cool to see everyone so interested in it. But that's my recommendation. Read up on hip-hop culture, and it's the roots of it, because it's so interesting. I love it so much.
Yeah, we blessed in the west, no doubt. North to the south, all we're about is keeping all the mob together. We stay on forever because we want it better. Say now.
Oh my God, good recommendation. Out there recommendation.
Thank you. I wish I had something to pinpoint. Again, I can't find the article.
That's fine. We have music recommendations for this.
I think I love music recommendations, because it's always every week there's something new. But anyways.
That's true. Question though. Do you think music is like oversaturated at the moment?
What do you mean by oversaturated?
Like, do you think maybe people have even gravitated away from listening to entire albums because there's just so much music being pumped out from every corner that people can't keep up and just consume something for a period of time while they're waiting for more stuff? Like, you're just always with an abundance of music everywhere, whether it's from TikTok or like a new old music being resurged, or like little industry plants making like boppy music that you hear on the radio all the time, or people just pumping out like so many songs. Like, I'm pretty sure NBA YoungBoy made upwards of 100 and something songs like 2 years ago.
Isn't that crazy?
I don't know how many different beats you can think of in a year and lyrics.
It's insane.
I think
to me.
He was in jail, so he had time. But
he was in there making his beats.
But, like, that's just one example. But even,
I mean, when you say oversaturated, I agree with you. Like, it feels like people, again, I don't want to look. I'm all about women empowerment, and
I feel like I was gonna say the same thing.
Taylor
as you.
Swift.
Yeah,
I just don't understand. Sorry. To anyone that loves Taylor Swift, I just don't. She makes music every freaking Friday. Like,
well, yeah, that I was even perplexed by that, but I understand it's because she's re-recording the old stuff that she can't profit off.
Yeah,
but even when I have listened to some of her music, because like I thought I was not a fan of her. Like, I hate some of the things she does. In terms of like using her platform and environmentally and
white feminism,
lots of different
and all that,
things like that. But like the music, sometimes it's oversaturated. You don't need like almost 30 tracks in an album that are all 5 to 6 minutes long and incredibly wordy.
Whoa, so wordy. I feel like she
like, girl got stuff to say, apparently.
Does. She's got a lot to say, and cheers to that. Get it. I understand. You know, but
it's a lot, though.
But it's a lot to take in. I'll be honest. I didn't want to bring this up. I tried listening to her latest album.
Oh, no. Do you know what? I haven't even listened because everyone's saying that she needs to leave Jack Antonoff because it's the same stuff.
I was going to say, I feel like all she talks about is like So, like, I woke up in the morning.
Long love affair.
The sky was iridescent and the sun was very luminous.
He ran away from me.
Yeah. Basically, that's what it is.
And I don't want to, like, crap, like, whatever. Write about what you want. But even as someone who's, like, a semi-fan, even I'm getting sick of it. Like, I get it. Like,
exactly.
Oh, the sound,
the bloody line,
electronic.
Hits
like,
me.
Harp
and hi. That's like, the only song I know.
Like, I'm stuck in the woods music. Like, please find someone else to produce your music, please.
Jack Antonoff, man.
But then I found out Jack Antonoff has also done some rap and R&B producing.
Kendrick.
And so I was like, what? How did he do that?
I know, I agree. He produced Kendrick's diss track, 616 in LA.
I heard that. And so I was like, oh, so he can give other people flavor.
But Taylor Swift, it's always the same thing. I don't understand. Look, I feel like a hater, but it is what it is. It's just, I can't get through it. I think, and there's a song where she goes, I want to go back to the 1830s, minus the racism. She says that in the song. It's like, how tone deaf do you have to be to say, all right, stuff everything, guys, minus the racism. I promise I'm woke. Like, I don't want to I don't want to go to the 1830s with racism. I want to go without it. It's just like, she seems so like, again, I feel like she does everything for her fans. Taylor Swift fans work overtime.
Yeah. I mean, they're stands.
They're
I think a lot of people are scared of Taylor Swift stands.
They're
so
insane.
They should be.
I agree.
I'd be scared.
I'd be like running for the hill if someone tried, like a Taylor Swift fan, defended
her. You've got to go into hiding after this episode.
I have to, because now people are going to come at me. But I don't like Taylor Swift because, A, I'm black. B, I'm joking. But I just don't. I can't. I used to love her. Like, Love Story was... I used to have, like, a little...
Grew up with it.
I had a little, like, computer. Well, we had one computer in our house. And all I used to do was watch Love Story on YouTube.
Oh, my God, the video with that guy who was in the Hannah Montana movie?
Yeah.
Oh, he was very good looking.
He was a doll back then. And then also she was just, like... It was just amazing.
Yeah, when she was, like, coming up, she had
country fling.
She was 15.
She had
curly hair.
Yeah.
It was cool.
I love that country. Sort of stuff. Country's good. But
I understand people making their own opinions and not liking it, but I don't like when people just hate on her because she's a woman. That's successful. Like, more successful than other men.
Exactly.
That's when I'll be like, okay, that's unwarranted. Other than that, who cares?
Appreciate her, but I just can't appreciate her music. That's just it is what it is.
But yeah, I think, what's your opinion on the saturation in music?
I agree with that. I think music sometimes just speaks to the masses rather than being really curated. It's a bit annoying at this stage. I mean, I think a handful of artists do it, like Taylor Swift right now. It's just, why are you releasing another album
see, like, Kendrick, I think that's more taken time.
It's very
curated,
very nicely evolved, curated. I think artists need to get back into that little mindset of, like, I'm gonna take time to, I don't know, book a little
trip
to Timbuktu and think and go through life experience. That's why I appreciate Zayn Malik. He came out 6 years later with new music and he said I just needed life experience. I'm not gonna release music that I have no life experience with, like,
I don't resonate with
it. I want to experience human emotion, and if in order for me to do that, I need to go in hiding and need to work on myself and go through heartbreak and I don't know, do his little thing. But anyways,
I agree.
That's a good question to ask people, like music nerds especially.
Okay, so everyone at home, have a think about that.
Have a think and come back to us. Actually, can they?
At Sovereign Podcast on Instagram.
Sovereign Podcast on Instagram. Give us your thoughts. What a place to be. Living in the middle of the hills and the sea. It's a rule to me that I get to chase my dream. My friends and my family, I mean. So we're moving on to Sovereign Tea. I don't know why I sounded so out of breath just then. I'm on my period, guys.
Period. Yeah, it's delirious.
Make that a TikTok. I'm on my period, guys. Period.
Ew, it's giving Bella and Kendall
the
silly lines.
Oh my God, the silly lines of
period
LA girls.
Like,
LA girls, right? LA girls. But we're moving to Sovereign Tea segment on our podcast where we go into our thoughts, energy, and affirmations for the week ahead. IJ, go first, as always. Designated first goer of Sovereign Tea. I don't know if that made sense, but do your thing.
What are my thoughts? Sorry, that's what you're going to sound like when you come back from America.
Come
what
back
are
from
my
LA.
Thoughts for the week?
Sounds like you're saying thought.
Thought. I thought you were saying thought.
Yeah.
What are my thoughts? I'm in my trying to live minimalistic era.
What are you doing to do that?
In terms of being much more conscious of my ways.
Mm.
I almost broke my desk today out of anger doing origami, trying to recycle. Far out, man. It's harder than it looks. It's harder than it looks.
What were you trying to make? Like a cane?
The little crane
swan?
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the swan. Yeah, no. I tried about 6 times. I gave up. I ripped up the paper. So that was actually a poor example.
It was meant to be a wholesome experience.
That was a poor example, sorry. Okay, but also just far out, Brussels sprout. Look at what you own. Like, open your cupboards and do like an inventory in your head. See how many moisturizers you have. See how many, you know, blue shirts you have. Like, I don't want to be going to the shops. I don't want to be purchasing more things when I have more things in circulation that I need to wear.
I agree.
Or that I need to use. Because, I mean, shout out to the marketing people that just get me all the time with the ads that I just want to buy something. But, like, I need to use what I have. So I'm just trying to be minimalistic in that way and with my groceries be really intentional.
Yeah.
Like making lists, make meal prepping, just not over-consuming. That's just kind of where I'm at. I'm really trying to be conscious of that.
Live your Kim Kardashian life.
Yeah. I'm trying not to drive as much. I'm always on public transport, which is, like I don't know. But, like, it's fine. We're saving fuel money and
I agree.
The planet.
Yes, as you should.
Energy. Oh, I have lots of because Charlene's jetting off and Charlene's the star.
No.
I have to do a bunch of sovereign engagements, which
I'm
grateful
so sorry.
For, but I need to get businesswoman hat on, like
yeah.
put the suit and the
yeah.
pants on
get
and
the heels on,
straighten the bob, and like
oh my god, yes, be the face of Sovereign. Give us, you know, look. I wish I was there.
What if you come back from America and like everyone's hating on us? Cause I'm just that bitch from Sovereign.
Not even. Don't no. Don't say that. I'm just scared.
Should I introduce myself as the big one?
You're like not though. You're not. You know what? I have faith in you, sis. You got this.
Yeah.
You've got this. Don't freak out. You got this.
Oh, my mum made me a pretty invoice template.
Good.
For all my invoices.
Good.
And I got an ABN because I had
I'm
to
so
get
proud
one
of you.
To get paid.
So, wait, for what?
For one of the events, the IT event.
You had to get an ABN?
Yeah, they were like, we can't pay you if you don't have an ABN. I was like, whatever. So I'm a sole trader. And what?
For Sovereign or for yourself?
No, for myself.
Okay.
Like to do things, they have to pay me. So I got an ABN. And the best part about that is there's a big Italian grocer
strange.
Up the road from me. And you can only shop there if you have an ABN. Because I'm assuming they're targeting restaurants. But technically I have an ABN.
That's so strange. I've never heard of that.
I'm going to buy 5 kilos of pasta.
Do it. As you should, girl. As you should.
And if they ask me about my business, I'll say... That ain't your business.
It ain't your business. No, my business. It ain't your business.
My affirmation, I actually screenshotted something.
Oh, that's beautiful, sis.
I celebrate my achievements, both big and small. I take a moment to acknowledge my progress, expressing gratitude for the milestones I have reached on my journey to success.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thanks.
Do you want to speak to that or is it speak for itself? You reckon? I love that, IJ. That's so beautiful. I love your affirmation. Good way to
Thanks.
Good way to start the week. Thoughts, energy, affirmation for the weekend. Thoughts. Next week I'm packing up. I'm going 3-week holiday. I'm so excited. I haven't started packing. I have to outfit plan. I have like Pinterest boards filled with outfits. I need to like just look through them and just rehash what I'm wearing this day, what I'm wearing to Disneyland, what I'm wearing. I just want to have the best experience and cohesive experience because I know for a fact when I'm on holiday I'm all over the place. So I need to put together outfits
and that will save you packing space, hopefully.
Exactly, minimalism, guys. So that's my thoughts on holiday mode, but I still have my energies on cater towards work. So it's National Reconciliation Week coming up, hence why we got a lot of events going on. And look, just for people out there, mob especially, if you feel like there's a lot of cultural load on you, please say no. Say
or
no.
Ask to be paid and compensated.
Compensated for your work because that's time out of your work just to cater for an event, whatever. So I'm doing a lot of event planning, and I also have to put the business suit on and attend a lot of events. Slash Engagement slash everything else. So, and also I'm doing a speech as well. So I need to put together all of that sort of stuff before I leave, last minute things. Maybe we can do days in our life or something during those days. I don't know. If you guys are interested, we can do it because we have lives outside of this podcast that are pretty interesting.
I think we're going to do one on Friday for our sovereign meeting.
Do that. Actually, that'll be cute. Oh, I'll do the same.
Sovereign team meeting.
That's cute. I was going to do one in terms of like putting together content as well and like writing scripts. Oh, that'd be cool. Anyway, sorry. Speaking out of hash here. But yeah, that's my energy. My energy is just going towards getting crap together and actually putting my business, my Capricorn rising suit on because, oh God. My affirmations for the week ahead have got to do with anxiety. I get really anxious when there's big weeks and I curl into a ball, and I've had to do a lot of body doubling this past week with my sister. Like I'll be just going like crazy doing things and not hold myself accountable. So she's there to sit down and be like, Charlotte, like get your crap together. So my affirmation for my anxiety is I inhale peace and exhale fear.
Ooh.
Which is beautiful, and like I'm not gonna go into further because I feel like that also speaks for itself.
That's really good.
So thanks for listening. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to this long-winded.
Can we be frank and just say that we actually thought we lost the recording?
Yeah, okay.
Can we actually be honest? Okay.
We're keeping it real.
Guys, this is 2 days later.
Danny's going to hate us. We keep it real. We thought we lost the audio, and so we just stopped talking, and we were in panic mode because we've been left alone in the studio to do Sovereign ourselves, and we don't know how to do anything properly. And so we just panicked and left and texted Danny and said, help, we have no outro. Then we've come back.
And then Danny texted us the next morning, guys, you're fine.
So, yeah, thank you for listening to this long-winded episode. That was very yappa yappa.
Yes.
It was very all over the
place. It was all over the place, from music to festivals. X's. Actually, I feel like this episode was about music.
Kind of, yeah. The festival we talked about a lot. So, yeah, I think that was good. Let us know if you liked it and like our recommendations, if you agree or not. And let us know on our Instagram.
Yes. And our Instagram is at Sovereign Podcast. For those who want to give us a follow, if you want to see what we're up to. I know IJ's filming a cute little
monthly favourite, and Shaz is already up. So yes, go have a look at hers as well.
We might do those monthly. I mean, obviously. Let's be for real. But anyways, if you have any other suggestions, and if you want to, you know, just chuck us a yarn, or if you want to get in contact with us, please email us at sovereign@rtrfm.com.au. And
have a good fortnight.
That's it for the fortnight. Yeah. Bye. See you, everyone. Bye.
You've been listening to Sovereign, a new RTRFM podcast by Sister Girls for Sister Girls, as well as any other mob and beautiful people that may relate.
I'm Charlene.
And I'm IJ.
And Sovereign would not be possible without the help and support of our team.
Big love to photographer Cole Baxter for our beautiful cover photo.
Music is Summertime Flow by Noongar Whangai rapper Joshua Eggington and Tani Walker. Sovereign is produced by Charlene Baloch and IJ McKenna.
Our artwork is by my sis, Lavinia Nedolia McKenna.
Our executive producer is Daniel Raphael.
This podcast was created and recorded at RTRFM on Wajak Noongar Boodja. We pay our respects to elders past and present. This land was never ceded.